Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is a section of the gospel appointed for this day, Mark, the gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." That is the text. In Christ Jesus, our loving Lord, our all-sufficient Savior, dearly beloved, for the hardness of your heart, are words that seem inappropriate as they fall from the lips of a loving and caring Redeemer. Had he not come into the world to patiently reach out for souls and save them from sin, Satan, and their own evil flesh? What is he doing in this particular text? A text so pregnant with ideas for us in this modern age, when these issues are being raised again and again. What about divorce? What about remarriage? What is our Savior really saying as he speaks sternly and with an indictment to the Pharisees of his day? They certainly were noble people. We today would share many values with them. They were law-abiding. They loved the scriptures. They used it effectively, at least they thought they did. What had happened? What had gone wrong? For our confessional and penitential purposes this morning, we need to hear what Jesus is really saying. You saying to the Pharisees, your righteousness is a false righteousness. You intend to stand before the holy and perfect God and parade these civil righteousnesses of which you are so proud? By no means. That has no value there. I will indict your righteousness. I will dispute your theology. They were taken aback. After all, were they not the children of God? Were they not faithful children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Were they not the chosen people? And so anger began to well in their hearts in the face of that indictment. They had come to him, they had come to our Lord, attempting to set a trap for him. The Pharisees turned in and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him?" And he answered and said unto them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away." And now with all the authority of heaven, the indictment. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "For the hardness of your heart."